Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael, Faith in Freedom Show. The reason I call that, we don't want to get in too much detail, but I will tell you, I'm going to try to deal with things from a reference on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. I am not trying to put myself as being a subject matter expert on the Constitution or anything other thing. What I'm trying to do is set an example of holding myself accountable to exactly what I said. As far as these issues of the day, political issues, legal issues, things like that, on a constitutional basis, because that's the law of this land. There are other laws of this land that weren't talked about in the Constitution. And how do I find out about those? Well, that's how I can address things from a biblical basis and the basis of right versus wrong, getting back whenever possible to those common law precepts that we can find in writings that our founders were reading. The caller just before we went to the break mentioned something about what Congress should do. Yes, let's go ahead and see in the Constitution what the Congress can do. Can provide and maintain a Navy and also to raise and support armies. It goes on to say to make rules for the government and regulation of the land and naval forces. And, of course, what they've done is they've instituted a department, Secretary of the Navy. The Secretary of the Navy is also oversees the Marine Corps. So there's a commandant of the Marine Corps as a military, the head officer there, and then also the Chief of Naval Operations is a head officer over the Navy. And they're accountable to the Secretary of the Navy and the Assistant Secretaries of the Navy. Those folks promulgate rules. Congress certainly can look into those rules to see if there's anything in there or something missing that Congress needs to address so that maybe the Navy could be more effective in their job. Yes, that's true. Now, on the flip side, I think the president has a responsibility to these the functioning of the executive departments to make sure that they're not wrongly interfered with, whatever the motivation. You don't have to take care of this regulation in 2 seconds. There's a tendency for us to mess things up whenever we start fixing things in the midst of our passion. That's just something to, as we step back and look at things, yes, from a moral basis, I could do that on a biblical basis, going back to principles in Proverbs. So it's something to think about. The Congress has a duty to do that, to look into things, but at the same time, there's a balance. There's a competing ambition structure in our government. That's what it was designed for. Ambitions competing against ambition because they acknowledge that men are corrupt, vicious, and degenerate. And that's why we need a judiciary and, of course, executive and legislative functions. The FBI learned last year that Mr. Hassan... Oh, let's read about this guy. The doctors who oversaw Hassan's medical training had discussed at a meeting concerns about Hassan's overly zealous religious views and strange behavior months before the attack. Now, what is overly zealous? What is overly zealous? Isn't zeal something, you know, on its face, something that would be over the norm, maybe? Or just is it the norm? Maybe it's atypical. Zealous would be atypical, I would think. That's somebody with passion. But they say there's too much passion here. And strange behavior months before the attack. A military official told the Associated Press last week. Before we go into this, I want to read this bottom line here on this article. Watch this. This makes me sick. It ticks me off. It shows me that part of our problem is we're a nation of corrupt, defamatory cowards who talk too much. And this that has nothing particular to do with this story, but I want to show you what was said here. When the reporter is asking this, the official, this is somebody who is an officer of the government who may be under a vow to uphold the law of the land and things like this. Watch what happened. The official asked that his name be withheld because he was not authorized to speak publicly about the meetings. And we'll be talking about these meetings. This official, who at least has confidential information, does he not? Wouldn't this stuff be confidential? Asked that his name be withheld because he was not authorized. He has no authority. He's acting outside his authority. He's acting tyrannically, lawlessly, to speak publicly about the meetings. Then shut up. And of course, the the person, the exploiter here of the news media for in-flight entertainment and commercial interest, is going to quote this person instead of spitting in their chest or something like that. Hassan was characterized as a mediocre student and a lazy worker, but the doctor saw no evidence that he was violent or a threat. The military official spoke on condition of anonymity because the official, again, this is the top of the story, was not authorized to speak publicly about the meeting. Why is he speaking publicly? Why is he speaking publicly? The military official who ought to be, what, think about that. I don't care about the stupid story. I mean, Hassan's going to get taken care of both in this life and in Judgment Day. But look what's going on. Look at the kind of character we have in some military officials. What do we do about that? Well, you know what you need? You need people in the military who have character to hold people like this official accountable. I'll just tell you, I know of one person who got treated like dirt and whisked right on out of the military because they were a person that audaciously kept upholding regulations. See, that's what really ticked people off. Our problem is, folks, it is a moral issue. The whole fiber of our nation is in crisis, and there are catastrophes that are going to keep happening. But let's get back to this article I call Hassan Chop. The FBI learned last year of Hassan's repeated contact with radical Muslim cleric in Yemen. Now, this is what concerns me, who encouraged Muslims to kill U.S. troops in Iraq. The FBI learned last year of Hassan's repeated contact with this Yemen cleric. That's insane. We got a serious problem there. That should have been nipped in the bud promptly. Maybe they're just trying to keep an eye on the guy. Who knows? President Barack Obama already has ordered a review of all intelligence related to Hassan and whether the information was properly shared and acted upon within government agencies. Well, and what they'll do instead of fixing their problem, they'll just turn it into a greater police state. The Senate Homeland Security Governmental Affairs Committee on Thursday will hold its first public hearing about the incident. Obama on Saturday urged Congress. Now, that would certainly warrant some investigation. Inspector General, but also in Congress, because there's several offices here. Obama on Saturday urged Congress to hold off any investigation, pleading for lawmakers to resist the temptation to turn this tragic event into the political theater. By all means, as an executive, whether or not you like that, it's not like necessarily a wrong thing to do. Certainly is a right thing to not turn it into a political theater. Absolutely. And, you know, biblically, let's take a biblical basis. Love covers a multitude of sins. And it's not just, and that sounds like I'm trying to hide facts from the people. But the point is to try to have a little self-control while you're dealing with this stuff, or what's going to happen is you're not only going to, there's certain things that could be made matters worse. So you have to be careful in what you're doing. Caller, thank you for calling 104.3 FM. What's your question or comment?
Well, that makes sense, David. I normally won't call back, but I have a question for you after making this comment. I have to take my shoes off in the airport because of an act of one madman on a plane, okay? This needs to be thoroughly investigated as a possible conspiracy. They can't lie down on this, okay?
Oh, I agree with that.
There are people that hate this, even though these lunatics use this as an excuse. We are funding, through the purchase of oil, these America and American haters, and they need to be investigated thoroughly. Now, I have a question for you as a Navy guy, since I was never in the military. If I fly the American flag on my ship, am I guaranteed the protection of the United States?
If you fly it on your ship, if it's registered with the United States, there are protections that are available to you. The problem is, what's really weird is you still have the military are subject to the civilian. That's why you'll see Department of Transportation, now Homeland Security, Coast Guard, on Navy ships, because there's still civil law that trumps military law. Unless it's an act of war, they can come rescue you. Anybody at sea can rescue somebody. And if they see some violent action occurring, I mean, and you're waving a U.S. flag, you know, it's very possible that they could take action. I don't know the details. It may be that a commanding officer of a ship may need permission from higher authority to intervene.
That's basically U.S. soil, isn't it? If you fly that flag and it's registered on that ship is United States soil, is it not?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to write that down, and I'm going to go look it up.
Because my question was this, that another merchant ship was attacked again.
Yeah.
The same. I want to know why we didn't sink the ship. Why? You know, if I was Barack Obama, I mean, we look like a bunch of wussies.
Well, actually,
you need to go over there and sink them.
Well, watch this. Huh. Actually, the United States and France are the only major nations that have taken any action against pirates. They actually killed pirates. So what's happening now is the pirates are killing, and they've promised to kill United States and French people if they capture them. So right now, because of, I think, the appropriate action by the U.S. military in that one instance, they're actually U.S. ships. This Maersk Alabama actually had security guys on board that shot at the pirates. So it's ramped up for Americans because Americans took a stand. But now what's happening is I think American ships and things that were United States flags or affiliated with the United States in some way are probably going to have to protect themselves more effectively. But at the flip side is the pirates are going to get shot at. You know, and I think they'll be more secure.
That'd be great, because I know your research is impeccable. And I just wish we'd bring back the good old days of the CIA when we pop these people and install puppet regimes that were in our favor. And
the problem is the CIA can pop you. That's the problem. You know what I mean?
Listen, it's not the way it was. When we lost J. Edgar Hoover, this country started going down the tubes, because J. Edgar Hoover kept these politicians in check. For the most part, he kept the drugs out of the country. And for the most part, the CIA infiltrated these third world lunatic banana republics. And we installed people that were in our favor. And that's what we should do. Because no one is, we're not on a moral superior, we're not on a moral even playing field with these other nations.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we have to have the idea that our morality is better than theirs.
We don't have good morality. I mean, that's our problem. I'm not saying the whole country. But we are declining. We are accelerating into just reprobate operations.
The government. We, the people. This is still a Judeo-Christian country. And
well, I agree.
Millions of so why should Judeo-Christians have to suffer because we have satanic leaders?
Because they need to get off their Rumpelstiltskin and stop watching cable TV and get out and take their country back.
If you have 51% of satanic individual in this country and 49% aren't, there's nothing they can do about it. There's nothing they can do about it. You can't vote them out if you're 49%.
Well, you're right. But you can influence people in your neighborhood. I'm just telling you, I'd say the majority probably have a moral basis, really, and a Christian perspective. But I'm telling you, it is rapidly because of how we're inculcating our children in the public schools over the last 60 years. It's just amazing. I go around to students in public school, and I ask them questions. And then I asked their parents the same question. They don't have a clue what this government's about, what the foundations were about. I'd say private schoolers and homeschoolers have it a little bit better. But even then, I mean, they're being taught by parents who were raised in the public education system. So we've been brainwashed for literally generations. You know what I mean? Actually, our previous generation, my parents and their age, are the ones who tell me, I'm scared about what I'm seeing. Well, you know what? Somebody should have had a Liberty Works radio network back then to tell our parents, hey, man, this stuff's happening on your watch, and if you don't want your children to have to fix it, you better fix it.
Yeah, but, Dave, we did tell them for years, and they turned a blind eye, blind ear.
Okay, hey, good call. We got to take a break. Okay. Hey, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about these things. Feel free to give us a call, 888-850-1872. That's 888-850-1872. Here on Liberty Works Radio Network on 104.3 FM, Frank Talk 104.